That was Mike.
Hello, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Michael?
Yes, that's me.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, sir. And how many years to start have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus years?
26 to 40.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Plaster,
bricklayer.
Cement mason, bricklayer, right? Thank you. On the last job that you worked, were you an improver, finisher or helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or foreman?
Journeyman mechanic.
Okay, and yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks.
Zero.
1 to 4
Zero.
Weeks. 0 weeks.
Zero.
Okay, thank you. Your opinion is important. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And now, do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. It's important. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you for your opinion. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Privately.
Thank you very much. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Less.
Thank you very much. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust, air quality, no real safety concerns?
No real safety concerns.
Thank you for your opinion, which is very important. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, and did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Person.
Thank you so much. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, picketing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. We are 39% complete. Just a few more minutes of your time will be required. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you for your opinion. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read the list. Local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, cable news, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media. Please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from.
Probably internet, friends, okay. Radio.
Okay.
What's left? TV.
Local TV news programming, print or online newspapers, or cable news. In which order?
TV, local TV.
Okay.
Internet news, and last would be local paper.
Right, local paper and cable. So cable news will be number 5, and print or online is the last one. You said right.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're 52% complete. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Education, foreign policy, support for labor unions, jobs and the economy, the environment, immigration, healthcare, or something else?
Probably environment.
Environment, right? Thank you so much for that, sir. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Okay, and how much would you say you have seen, heard, or read? Just a little, some, or a lot?
Some
about it, okay? And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic.
Thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
Okay, the United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. And also, please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done as a president, his job as a president overall? Strongly approved, somewhat approved? Somewhat disapproved
somewhat
or strongly
approved.
Disapproved? Somewhat approved, thank
somewhat
you.
Approved.
How about his job on immigration? Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved
somewhat
or strongly
approved.
Disapproved? Somewhat approved. How about the job Joe Biden has done on healthcare?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. And his job on foreign affairs?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved, thank you. And how about his job in the economy, please?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. And his job in support for labor unions, please?
Strongly approved.
Strongly approved. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and proceed. And we're 70% complete, almost done. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs?
Probably approve, barely.
Okay, somewhat approve instead of strongly approve, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somewhat,
and
correct.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the
certain.
Chances 50-50? Almost certain,
no,
right?
Certain. Yep.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Thank you. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Per, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your open-ended questions or your own words, in a sentence, maybe.
Probably get more market share out there and for jobs. Push for more masonry projects. More market.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said that, let me just go ahead and document your response. So I think they probably should get more market share for jobs, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay, one moment, please. And push for more masonry projects, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Just one moment, please. Let's go ahead and proceed with the next one. Just bear with me one moment. And also, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own words?
Working on that market share, pushing for more masonry jobs.
Okay, and just in what about in the rest of the year? What should be the most important thing the union should be working on?
Organizing new members.
Okay, organizing new members, correct? Okay, thank you so much for your opinion, sir. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, text, SMS, mail, job site, union meetings?
Text.
Thank you. And we're at 87% complete, almost done. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
A couple times a year.
Thank you so much. And of course, now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong, depending on what they do.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Latino,
white,
Hispanic?
White, Caucasian.
White. Thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Mike.
Thank you very much, Michael. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay?
Yeah. Yep, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening. Goodbye.
You too, Mike.